Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Jim Donovan is our guest. Jim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of a book that we've been talking about for 15 years. What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. Now, that's the new title, Jim, for the relaunch of your original book, It's Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, right?
That's correct. Well, basically, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal was self-published, and it didn't get a lot of marketing in this country. And then 2 years
but it's
ago,
sold, it sold like under it sold like under something under a billion copies in Japan or something like that.
Yeah, it did. It sold over a quarter of a million anyway. I don't know about a billion. I'm working on the billion.
under a billion.
It's a really good book. And it got endorsed by the president of Toyota. It was really cool. It's done very well in Japan, and I got a real publisher interested here, so it's no longer self-published. And now it's in the bookstores and it's everywhere. It's really
so. If you have,
the message is.
If 15 years ago, 15 and a half years ago, when Jim was on my show, when we launched that book the first time, if you still have that book, then you don't need this one. But this is a whole new audience that you're reaching with your book, with a new cover, the new title, the new publisher. So congratulations on that. It's available wherever books are sold, right, Jim?
Yeah, it's really for the first time I'm on bookshelves in stores, and it's kind of that's something you can't do as a self-published author. So that's this thing.
Now, Jim, that's not true anymore.
No, it's not totally true, but
it's not true anymore.
Get to the big buyers.
Yeah, that's really? but you actually can do that. But you're right; it's easier if you have a publisher. So okay,
you can do it, but you're going to go in with a big budget.
Let's talk about some of the principles though that you talk about in what are you waiting for? It's your life.
Well, they're really simple. They're the steps that I used personally to change my own life. That's where the book came from. And it literally started as a seminar at the prison. And I was doing a volunteer program, and somebody asked me to give them, I needed to give them an outline before they'd let me do it. And I started developing the outline, and that became the book over a period of several years. But it's really, you have to, number one, you got to accept where you are. Now, this is one of the biggest problems that people have. They're walking around in denial. Oh, everything is okay. You talk to business people. How are you doing? Oh, everything's fine. Well, no, it's not. And they know that, but they're not going to talk about that. They're not going to admit that. And they're living in this fantasy that somehow it's all going to change when the economy changes and the government will fix it all. And we all know that's crazy.
Right.
It'll change when you change. But the place to start is where you are. It's like, okay, here's where I am. I don't like it. It's a mess, but it's mine, and I'm going to own it. Now I can do something about it. I get my power back.
One of the main things you got to do is quit blaming others.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You've got to own your life. You've got to own
even if other people have contributed to your problems, even if other people laid things on you that set you back on in whatever level they set you back, is still your life. And whatever you make of it is going to be up to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who caused the situation.
Right.
But it's still your life.
There's
somebody else's fault. I'm powerless.
There's a great concept I learned years ago, Jim, for children of whenever, you know, regardless of what kind of parents you had, good ones or bad ones, or in the middle somewhere. Somebody said to me one time that you're either a product of your raising or a reaction to your raising.
Hmm.
Meaning, if you're a product, you took how you were raised and you made something of it. You know, good or bad or ugly, you built on that, and you sort of. Moved on from there and made something out of that. If you're a reaction to your raising, you spend the rest of your life blaming your parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And people do this in business. They blame the economy. My business is down because of the economy. Well, that may be true. I don't care if it's true or not. The problem is that if my business is down because of the economy, I'm stuck until the economy changes.
Yeah.
But if I'm willing to own it, now I've got the power back that I can change it. I'll work around the damn economy if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes, you know, because it's your life. that's really a big one right there. And then it goes through changing beliefs and having dreams and setting goals and taking action and making changes and making a commitment.
Talk to us about beliefs. When you say changing your beliefs, tell us what you mean by that.
That's one of my favorite topics, and I keep threatening to write a book on it, but I don't know if I have enough information to do that. It's really the one thing that will stop someone from even attempting what they want in their life or never achieving what they want in their life is what they believe about themselves. The problem is that beliefs are not real. We accept them as though they're real. People give you their opinion. You ask somebody a question, they tell you the way it is. Well, No, what they're really telling you is their belief about it. They're not telling you a fact. Now, we've gone through the world is flat, right? And man can't run a mile in less than 4 minutes.
Right.
An African-American can't get elected president. We got all kinds of beliefs that used to be beliefs, and they're not around anymore. But when they were around, they were taken as being truth. There's very little absolute truth. There are truths in the world, of course. But most of what you hear from people is just they're just parroting their belief. And the scary part of that, and I learned this from David Nagel, I believe you know, is that those beliefs were given to you before the age of 7.
Right.
And you had no way of determining whether you wanted to accept them or not. When you're until you're 7 years old, you cannot distinguish.
Would a good way to deal with your with your so-called beliefs be to say, okay, I need to determine, is this thing that we're talking about, is it true or is it baggage?
Yeah, exactly. And you have to take a lot of stuff you were told as a child probably and reevaluate it now that you're an adult. You do have mechanisms to say, you know what, this is crap. I'm not buying any of
that. That's what the book is all about for, folks. What are you waiting for? It's your life. That's the book. That's Jim's new book, Proven Principles for Creating the Life of Your Dreams by Jim Donovan, available wherever books are sold, and also jimdonovan.com, right, Jim?
You got it. There's always free gifts. If you do jimdonovan.com/launch, and you buy the book, there's a whole bunch of bonus stuff.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Thanks for 15 great years.
Anytime. My pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.